It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Start some trouble and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on the fan. 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Paulie said the mic's working. The mic is working tonight. Good. All right. All right. All right. All right. One of those nights as I'm driving in and I'm looking at the sunset over New York City. Orange and blue skies. I know that's a Knicks term, but if you've ever been to Citi Field and seen the sunset in the background, I don't know, man. Maybe it's a sign as I walk in here, the Mets go up 4-0. Everything seems to be going their way, but we have plenty of time tonight to take calls from the Mets fans reacting to this one as we're in the top of the seventh. Keith McPherson on the fan, a five-hour KM to AM. We're going to kill some time and talk about the Jets. Yikes. I really didn't want to believe this was the same old Jets this year. When Aaron Rodgers went to Egypt and everybody made a big fuss about that. Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. It just goes on and on, my friends. Some Jets fans started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they will keep on singing it forever just because. Got my voice back from yelling at Yankee Stadium a little bit. We're going to keep singing this Aaron Rodgers song. And I start with Aaron Rodgers and not Rob Saleh because that was like the first little inkling of like, okay, A-Rod, he doesn't like how that was handled. The head coach didn't handle that the way that the quarterback head coach GM in Aaron Rodgers would have liked. Aaron Rodgers spent so much time around the team when he came back from the Achilles. Really, I think for his own selfish reasons, but whatever, he was still around the team when he didn't need to be. And then when we come into this season, I remember my first take on it was, you guys are worried about where Aaron Rodgers is. Where is Hassan Reddick? 888-808-1019, as today Woody Johnson is pleading for Hassan Reddick to get in the car from Philadelphia, Philadelphia Bull, Temple, Philadelphia Eagles. Pleading for him to get in the car and drive down 95 to the New York Jets so they could meet him and escort him right into the building. He's looking for the money. He's looking for the contract. Oh, man, it's just like, for Jets fans, I thought this was a year where you could start off 5-0 in theory. It's never theoretical. It's never what you think. It's never what you hope and want. And unfortunately, they fire Rob Saleh today, and it's just a bad look. You know how this goes in the NFL. Nobody ever fires their coach week five after five games. Nobody ever fires their coach that early and find success. No one ever fires their coach that early and hires an interim head coach that's already in the building and all of a sudden he just leads them to the Super Bowl. I also remember telling y'all, take Super Bowl out of your mouth. It should be to end the drought. I do believe that this change here could lead to the Jets ending the drought, maybe winning the division, maybe being a wild card. And that's why I feel like they had to do it. 888-808-1019. Oh, boy. Woody Johnson. When I heard Quincy Williams after the London game say, you know, and the question had nothing to do with this, but Quincy Williams got straight to it. Tired of hearing the same stuff, man. People need to be accountable from top to bottom. I think Woody heard that. He felt that. I think that coming from one of your best players, you don't want to lose that guy. So there's a lot of talk today about losing the locker room. I don't know if Rob Saleh lost the locker room yet, but he might have lost one of his best players on defense, and I definitely think he lost Aaron Rodgers. But Aaron Rodgers doesn't get the blame for throwing those three interceptions. Nobody wants to blame Aaron Rodgers. We've been talking about Aaron Rodgers on this station all day, every day, it seems like, for too long, for no results. We even changed the number to 888-808, put all those eights, because this is the Aaron Rodgers hotline for people to call up and either proclaim that he's going to lead them to the promised land, and, oh, he's coming back from the Achilles, oh, he's running for vice president, oh, he's on Pat McAfee. Yep, canceled the Pat McAfee appearance. Davante Adams canceled his appearance on Kay Adams' show. I mean, at this point, you shouldn't trade for Davante Adams now. He can't fix this. You could have fixed this last year when the team sputtered out. And I remember being on the fan talking about, okay, you go from losing your quarterback. The Jets were the first team to lose their quarterback four plays in. And last year was the year of the backup and the backup's backup. Across the street, Giants lose Daniel Jones. Tyrod Taylor plays. Tommy DeVito plays and finds success through coaching, through being coached up, game plans, being prepared to go out there and play. After what I saw from Brian Daboll this past week, I tweeted out, they're not tanking and they're not firing this head coach. I remember calling Daboll out saying, you shouldn't sleep until you get that first win. Then when you get that first win, the second win's got to be on your mind. They're going to be dogs. They're not going 0-7. 0-6, they're going to be dogs. But you know what? Any given Sunday. I just heard Loogie talking about any given Sunday, Willie Beeman, something like that. I didn't catch all of it when I was on my way in. Any given Sunday, anybody can beat anybody. And this year in the NFL, it seems that way, which is even more reason why the Jets had to say, yo, this guy's a cheerleader. Yo, this guy's along for the ride. Yo, this guy statistically is the worst coach in the NFL over the last 4 years. And you could have changed that at the end of last year when coaches like Kevin Stefanski are calling Joe Flacco off the couch and he's able to lead the Browns to the playoffs. Jake Browning is able to step in for the Bengals and have success. Anthony Richardson goes down.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Or Minshew steps up. Just think about all the backup quarterbacks that played last year. And teams that were able to still find ways to win with backups. Meanwhile, the Jets just took L's and the head coach just supported a quarterback that we all knew was terrible. We all knew Zach Wilson was terrible. The number one thing I used to hate about Zach Wilson, sorry to, you know, throw you under the bus again, Zach, was how he would never extend plays. As athletic as he was and how strong of an arm he had, he would always stone a play, kill a play, never extend a play, quit on a play. Oh, it's not there, I'm done. It's not there. Throw the ball in the dirt. Throw it away. What are you doing? Trying to move the ball down the field. Stop taking no gains. That's coaching, man. Because I know if I'm a coach in the film room, I'm saying, Zach, don't do that again. I don't want to see you do it again. I watched Zach Wilson throw the ball into the dirt when a defender was running away from him. Run! Use your legs. Anyway, you guys knew this. We all knew this. Nobody's shocked. And you can point to a Lebanon flag on the guy's sleeve. I don't think that's it. I know it could be part of it. But ultimately, as a head football coach in the NFL, you have to be a leader of men. And I don't know who's going to run the steps anymore. I don't know who's going to do that. This guy started off on the wrong foot. He said he was keeping receipts. Now the receipts say in your 4 years as head coach, and you will not be a head coach in the NFL again, you went 4-13, 7-10, 7-10, 2-3. You got fired before week 6. That's a hell of a receipt. But I honestly wish him the best. Rob Saleh, he's a father of like 6 or 7 kids, I believe. He's got the rest of the season off, year off. Those checks are going to still cash. Go be with your family and don't be in this mess, because the Jets were a mess long before you showed up. 888-808-1019. They're still a mess. This might not solve everything. Aaron Rodgers is old, man. And that's also why there's urgency on this, because Aaron Rodgers is getting beat up. And if they don't win games, we don't know. Tyrod Taylor's going to be quarterbacking this team. You saw how he was on the ground last week. Ankle. You saw he got beat up in the rain against the Broncos. This season of Super Bowl expectations, this season of, you know, Woody Johnson telling you this is the most talented team we've ever had. Well, yeah, everybody's got talent in the NFL. The difference is the coaching. Nathaniel Hackett is also along for the ride. Nathaniel Hackett got called out by Sean Payton last year. And yet, you were able to go and beat Sean Payton in his first year out in Denver. But he took his team to a country club somewhere in West Virginia, brought them up to East Rutherford, and Bo Nix was ready to go toe-to-toe with you guys enough to the point where you end up losing that game. And that had to piss the owner off, because that's not supposed to happen. I mean, they're putting out all the stats. Through week 5 in 2023, the New York Jets scored 93 points. Week 5 in 2024, the Jets scored 93 points. Aaron Rodgers, what's going on? Hassan Reddick, what's going on? Nathaniel Hackett, what's going on? I don't know what to believe, honestly, because reports are saying that Rob Saleh was going to take Nathaniel Hackett's spot away. I mean, remember when we were in the offseason and supposedly they were looking to hire someone above Nathaniel Hackett? Your offensive coordinator, you need somebody to hire above him in the chain of command? It's a mess. It is a mess. But I really hope for the Jets fans that they come out on the other side of this, because you are coming up against a Bills team that you've been able to get the best of when you weren't at your best. A Bills team that we just saw fold. Talk about coaching. I don't know what the hell Sean McDermott was doing at the end of that game. A Bills team that has to come to your building on Monday Night Football and the whole world will be watching again. And the storylines write themselves. 888-808-1019. So it's time. It's time for Breece Hall to run the ball. It's time for Keith Carter to have a better plan. This whole coaching staff, and I really hope former NFL player, former linebacker, played for the Niners, Jeff Olberg, I hope Jeff is ready. I hope he's ready. I hope he's ready to lead. I hope he's ready to change the tone, hold people accountable. You guys knew that cadence stuff was ridiculous, man. Like, we're talking about the NFL. We're talking about guys not being able to hold their water. Guys, multi-million dollar guys not being able to just hold their water, jumping off sides. It's a joke. The penalties, it's a joke. They are unprepared. I remember getting on air last year talking about, give me a couple things that this head coach does that make him a good head coach. You can't tell me he's a good defensive mind. He's a defensive guru. What? I've seen that defense get ran through. What? He's not the defensive coordinator. He's the head coach. The head coach is supposed to have his hands in everything. Kind of like Brian Daboll said, it starts with me, it ends with me. It's all on me. So now he's out of there, and I don't think he'll ever be a head coach again. And I'd like to hear the reaction of the Jet fan. I think most Jets fans celebrated this, but you can't celebrate it as a win because we don't know where you're going next. We don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to hold up all season. We don't know if this is going to change the offense. We don't know if you're going to be able to beat the Buffalo Bills. Are the Bills going to lose 3 in a row? We don't know. But I think, at least for the Jets fans that were tired of looking at Rob Saleh, deer in the headlights, just non-effective, a non-factor, a guy that was more of a cheerleader than a coach. Like, you see Brian Daboll, and I'm sorry to keep pointing to the Giants, but they share the stadium. You see Brian Daboll, clips of Brian Daboll in Seattle coaching his ass off. Give that guy a break after week one. They're calling for his job. They're asking about his job status. That guy is a coach. That guy knows what he's doing, knows what he's talking about. When he gets the horses and actually gets a quarterback, you know, no shot at Daniel Jones because he played better, but Daboll deserves to have his own quarterback to develop and bring up. Then you might actually see it. 888-808-1019. So we'll start with the Jets. Aaron Rodgers is a song that doesn't end. I don't know what to believe. Don't tell me he didn't know or whatever. Like, you can't tell me that Aaron Rodgers just gets blindsided by this. That's what you tell the media. Joe Douglas, Woody Johnson, Rob Saleh is the fall guy, and he should be the fall guy. He's the head coach. The team hasn't performed, and they can't waste another year. They literally can't waste this year. They have to end the drought, the longest drought in American professional sports, without getting to the playoffs. They have too much talent, have too many fans. They got to find a way to get to the playoffs. When you look at this NFL, where there's a lot of mid, there's a lot of average, there's a lot of upsets any given Sunday. So 888-808-1019. We'll start there with the Jets calls. Antoine Staley will join me at 7:45 to talk Jets. He covered it all day. He's been with the team these last few years. He's on the inside. And after we come back, we'll take your calls. We'll go to him. And I'm sure sometime around 8:39, this Mets game will be over. I'll give you my thoughts on that, and then we'll take your calls. It's one of those nights in the city again. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM, returns right after this.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.